Right now, it is time for Main Street Magazine. And, of course, Main Street Magazine is available for pickup throughout the tri-state region for free. And they have their companion website, which is mainstreetmag.com. And with any luck at all, I'll have Thorin Christendotter with us now on the air. Thorin, are you there?
I am here.
You know, I have no screens here to show me what's going on. For some reason, all the screens are blank this morning. Thank God the computers work. But obviously the cats got into something somewhere, so I have to wait till I get off the air. So I'm a little behind this morning, but we're going to move on here.
That's all right.
A new month, November. Today's election day. We remind people to get out and vote, especially in New York State, in Armenia, where you have four people running for two seats on the town board and two people running for the supervisor of the town. So that is the hot spot this year, Armenia.
It's an exciting day.
It is, and we'll all know by 10 o'clock tonight what's going on. All right, let's go to our first story. We want to look at Main Street Magazine. And C.B. Wismar is back on the air with us, an artist profile, storytelling without words.
This month is actually our art design issue, and the featured artist that C.B. interviewed this month is Amber Mayada. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who shared her kind of life story, which is very ingrained with her artistry. So it's a fascinating story of personal growth and experiences and even her health issues, how they impacted her work.
We're lucky here. We have and people like CB and all your people that do the interviews, we just have a plethora of people out there that are talented in many different fields. And it's what I think makes producing your magazine even more important, because for people that don't know these people, they can find out about them in advance by reading about them.
It's certainly. It's been quite a while since folks have asked, oh, do you think you're ever going to run out of stories? But frankly, I think that's nearly impossible with the amount of stories and folks out here, in our area, that it's just never ending, and they're all just about everyone is as fascinating as the next.
That's exactly right. There's no end to people that are interesting and people can read about. We have had a new underwriter on the air for quite a while now, Tent, and the next story we'll talk about is, I like the title of it, Armenia's New Tent.
Yes, so this is Christine's entrepreneur feature for the month, and she interviewed Darren Henault about his business opening up in Armenia and kind of the ins and outs of his business. So if folks have, passed by the tent-like structure down on the intersection right on Main Street in Armenia, that's what's there. And so if you're curious about it, what it is, what they're all about, and who the owner is and behind it, this piece explains all of that.
It's interesting because when you look at Armenia now, the first real big thing that happened for Armenia, and I know this sounds crazy, was the Armenia drive-in. It has become a destination where not only do people from Armenia and the immediate towns use it, but people travel distances to come to the drive-in. So that was an attraction. Then you have, and I know this is a 800-pound gorilla, but you have Silo Ridge, the residents there. And over the past year, the number of new merchants that have started up in Armenia is quite simply amazing. I think it's either 10 or 12 new merchants have started up in the past year in Armenia. It's an amazing story.
It is. And I myself was driving by daily, twice daily, actually. So I saw the progress of Darren's building there. And at first I'm like, what is going on there? And why are they painting it like that? What's actually going to go in there? So it's really changed that intersection, and it's brought some vibrancy to it. And it is exciting to hear about the other businesses as well who have gone in there and rejuvenated the town.
Now, here's something, the next story. I used to love to eat caramel corn. When I was a kid, caramel corn back when I was a kid was Cracker Jacks. Okay. And
right.
They always used to put this cheap little toy in there that was sticky because Cracker Jacks surrounded it all the time, even though it was wrapped in paper. But as I got older, and I actually had a couple of teeth put in that weren't my real teeth. Caramel corn became I had to figure out which side to chew on. But you've got a great story here on caramel corn.
It's our recipe for the month. Libby and Caroline were busy making some caramel and popcorn, and it's for me, you know, when I was reading, I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And usually, you know, we have baking recipes for this section. But I thought it was fun and something different, and I didn't realize what all went into making caramel corn. So for those who, you know, instead of stringing some popcorn up for the holidays, maybe you want to string some caramel corn.
And also what's become popular, there's always at these fairs has been popcorn. But now you can actually go there and there's candy corn, there's caramel corn where they have these big pots and you see actually how they make it. And it's pretty interesting, as a matter of fact. And caramel corn is one of those things that really sort of gives you a great a sugar high, but also because it's popcorn, it's not like eating a milk like a candy bar or anything like that. So it's fun to look at the story on candy corn, on caramel corn, and that's your recipe for this week, for this month.
Yeah, and if people make it, please tag us on social media and we'll share your photo of it.
And if you make it and you fail the first time, don't give up. Okay.
Exactly.
It's kind of like making pizza, you know. You can make pizza dough and your kitchen's a real mess and you look around and the pizza's but after a while, once you get good at it, there's nothing like it. So and you know what, to be honest with you, there's nothing better to have to eat than something you make fresh at your house, whether it's a dessert, whether it's a main court, whatever it is, you make it, you know what's in it. So I want to move on to your next story. And it's an interesting story because especially with the real estate market the way it is now. But if you look at TV commercials that are on, a lot of real estate agencies are touting the fact that they'll help you pack all your stuff up into garages. They'll clean your house. They'll do this. You've got a story, top five reasons why houses don't sell quickly.
Yeah, Christine suggested this when we were planning this issue, and I was like, well, that's a great angle, you know, for our real estate feature. Because surely, just like you said, everything is hot right now, and you think that almost everything's moving. So, you know, real estate-wise in sales, but Christine kind of dove into, you know, as a realtor, she knows as well, and as a property owner, but she dove into the reasons why properties don't sell, and it was kind of interesting. The one that I found to be most interesting was the address portion. If the address is incorrect, people can't find the house, but you never think of that. And so she kind of walks through, you know, first impressions and decluttering, the location, just the timing of the market and the condition of the home, and all these factors that have a major impact on whether or not you can sell your house and for the price.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at all these TV shows now, these home TV shows, they show that if you're going to sell your house, the best thing to do is, like you said, declutter. And if you've moved already and you've got your house on the market, you're wise to hire someone who really knows how to stage a house, because when people come in to see a house, they really want to see how their stuff will fit in the house. And if it's just cluttered up with stuff that you have, they have no idea. They have no idea how the space would work for them. And if it's, especially if the house is not clean and kept, it's really hard for you to sell that house, no matter how nice the house is. Now, I know houses around here go on the market and sometimes sell unseen, sight unseen. But folks, that doesn't happen to everybody.
Not at all. And here's the article to prove why.
All right. Our wrap-up article that we'll talk about this morning, and this is something that's so true in every way, building and healing community through arts.
Yeah, Betsy suggested this piece for our theme and walks through, you know, the healing community through arts and the different programs in the area and the folks involved. And it's a quick read, one page, you know, so, but if you want to learn more about the Youth Film Challenge and you know, how it's possible to heal through the arts, you know, please take a read and maybe folks want to participate.
Now, you're already working on your December issue already?
We are indeed. CB has already submitted his articles, and so besides working on December, we're already planning into the new year. So I think, as we talked about last month or last week, you know, I never know what month it is anymore. So
especially this time of year,
it just goes by too quick. All of a sudden, it's November. I can't believe it.
Well, people don't realize, like here at the radio station, when we put our programming together with our different programs, not all programs are recorded or done the day they are on. And so on some of our shows, especially the shows that we have five, six, like Climate Connection and Daily Planets and all these other shows that are 5 or 7 days a week, we're already working on December issues with them. And it's the same thing. Even though you're putting out your current issue, you're always looking months ahead and putting those issues together at the same time.
You are, and even sometimes when you and I are talking about the articles, I have to I have it in front of me. I have to refresh my memory, skim them sometimes. Like, hey, wait, what was this one about? I'm 2 months ahead of it.
Well, a Main Street magazine, once again, available for free pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web. We will speak to you next week, Thorin. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sounds terrific, and I hope everyone has a great election day.
All right. Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, you can find them at mainstreetmag.com.